It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello. Hello. I decided to not blow out people's ears this time.
Hello.
I'll just blow out their floors with some bass. How's it going?
Me?
Is anyone there? Yeah. Hold, who's on the line?
It's me.
Who's on the line? This is Comedy Shoeshine. Thanks for calling.
Hey, you called me.
How can I help?
Usually say.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they say?
Yeah. Episode, I think I said the wrong episode last
week. Yeah, you did. I actually listened to last week's episode because I was driving.
There's no way that's true.
Yeah, I did.
Well, episode 83 this time.
God, there was something that I was going to tell you too, and I forgot. It wasn't like a, whatever. Let's spend the next 30 minutes of the show me trying to remember one line. You repeated it twice because I laughed so hard the first time. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, you said you said something really funny, so good job.
Oh, okay. Oh, and like you didn't hear it at the time?
No, I did, and I laughed really hard, and then you said it again, and I laughed again. It was that funny. Huh. I can't remember what it was, though.
Weird. Yeah, I can't either. Well, I guess I have to do the show because you did last show, so I have to...
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. Dude, okay. This is the best. So one common theme of our show has been a recurring theme is sales. Like, you know, you love sales guys. I love sales guys. We all love sales guys.
I'm a sales guy. Yeah. You're a sales guy. Yes.
I'm Lebowski. You're Lebowski.
Yeah.
So I got a letter from... So I have a shitty Hyundai vehicle. That's actually lucked out. It's a good car.
It says on the title, 2009 shitty Hyundai vehicle.
Yeah.
When they ask like the make and model when you...
I mean,
take
they
it
go with SHV for short, like it's the 2010 or whatever SHV, but it's still...
You're like, I know it's a Hyundai shitty vehicle. I can't remember if it's 2008, maybe 2009.
Is it the shitty Hyundai vehicle Elantra or the shitty... Yeah. Was it the touring package or the... Yeah. But
every time I take my car or call about my car or whatever, and they ask you the car, I always know what it is and I can't remember the year. How the fuck do you remember the year of your car?
I don't know. I don't remember mine. I think it's 2009, but 2010. I don't know.
See? You don't know.
I don't know. It's impossible.
There's no reason, unless you were a car person that was like, oh, in 2009 they had this, and then 2010 they changed the taillight
design.
If I
smell it, then I can usually tell the vintage. Like, yes. Mm. If I can swish it around in my mouth a little bit. Yes. 2010 Hyundai. Aged 6 years. So I get, from time to time, I get letters from the dealership for God knows what. I don't know why. Dude, I got the best one. God, I got it's so good.
I think I've gotten this letter, but
I fucking love it. I've never gotten it. So I get a letter that is... First off, I want to say I took a picture of this, and I use Apple products. Sam doesn't use Apple products, but...
I have an iPad.
Oh, okay, except for that. But I took a picture on my phone, and I put it in my notes app, you know, where I keep all my golden... jokes for this show.
Imagine the value of that notes app. Just your notes app.
Priceless.
People
God.
Would. Yeah. Yeah. How much?
You know what? I've said too much about what I... Yeah. Yeah. I need to.
It's gone now.
So let's pretend I cut into now because edit point. Okay. You know, like edit. So anyway, So I appended a little photo, and I was like, oh, do I need to bring this letter to show it or read it to Sam or whatever? And So I double clicked on the picture, and this is just a side note. I can see like the DNA of the person's handwriting on the picture. It's amazing. I can't believe how go. Oh, so Lydia decided to use the garage, even though she knows I'm recording, but that's okay. She'll hear this and get a kick out of it.
She's practicing her drums or something.
No, it's the garage. My studio is above the garage, so she's opening the garage door to enter, leave, or something. Who knows? I don't know if she's leaving me or she's or if she's coming back to me. One or the other. The picture is incredible. I just am amazed at like how fucking high quality pictures on phones and stuff are. It's awesome. Yeah. Also, the garage door is going to close again at some point. So here's what this says. I got a letter from Hyundai. It says internal memo.
It's already good. Oh, I've gotten this letter 100 times and I laugh every time. I can't believe I never brought this up. Jeez.
It's the best. I'm sad that you've already seen it. But it's
really good. I love it. I laugh at it every time. Go ahead, though.
Yeah, it's so good. Internal memo.
Internal memo. I know. How did we get it? How did it get to us? Dude, this is an accident. You got to call them and let them know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't want to air their dirty laundry. Like, this is so good. It's clearly that I have gotten a hold of something that I shouldn't have. Like, this is internal memo. We are in need of vehicles on the enclosed list. To sales staff, please contact owners of the vehicles that we garnered from our database, the manufacturer's list, and the self-reporting title list given to you. Confirm they are driving one of the cars that we went over this morning.
So dumb.
There's a typo. I didn't even notice. They put another W. We need those vehicles and are prepared to offer up to 110% of Black Book value on them. We will provide additional incentive should they want to buy or lease one of the new vehicles. Now, you may be confused because I don't know about you, like, I'm not part of the sales staff.
You don't work there.
No, not anymore.
Maybe they got it mixed up. They got you on that list of, because you used to work.
I don't work there. Lydia doesn't work. I talked to her. No. She's never worked there. I mean, there's no one else in my address. It's addressed to me.
Is it addressed to you?
It's addressed to me. Ask. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I have a common name. So who knows? I'm not sure. But then it goes on to say, we have a buyer for those vehicles and have a limited time to get them together. Let the owners of any of those vehicles know that we will make it worth their while if they're interested in selling or trading. I am okay. So here's the explanation. So I'm still confused. Like, why am I reading this incredibly sensitive internal, memo?
Internal memo.
I am okay if you simply send them info based on this memo. I will honor the offer through July 31st, which is today. Okay, never mind. I got to leave. I forgot. I had a deadline. July 31st, whether or not we can put a deal together. Let them know we will give them a free oil change, whether we make a deal or not. And the thing that's great about this is, so there's a post-it on it. Do you get that detail?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's great. So it's a common thing. I thought I was special, but...
No, you're not.
There's a post that says, Thomas, please call if you're interested. And it's really shitty handwriting, which probably adds to it. They probably do that on purpose. They have their kid write it. Or me. My handwriting would look like this. But it says Dave. But the beauty part is the memo is also from Dave. So I don't know.
Huh.
I would think that they should, write the memo from someone else. Like, I mean, maybe it's a coincidence. Like, there's two guys named Dave. Like, the guy who's doing...
Yeah, could be two guys named Dave.
But I would
they
go
should do like Dave B or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Dave Lewis is who the internal memo that I've gotten my hands on is from. And then the post-it note just says Dave. But he should have said like Dave M or just anything else.
Yeah.
But anyway. So I don't... This is embarrassing. This is definitely an embarrassing cross of memos that I shouldn't, be privy to. But it was great. I almost threw it away and then I realized it was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I've gotten that like five times and I laugh every time.
So good.
It's amazing.
I love the, now let's spend 4 hours on diet.
Yeah,
discussing.
I'm waiting because I have things, but I don't want to go over your
stuff.
Oh,
go ahead. So. I didn't think that much. I wanted to get into it on the show. So okay, you go ahead and start.
Well, the first thing is, the first most obvious thing is, why do they think that is more effective than just sending a letter saying we want to buy your car? I don't get who in the whole structure of Hyundai was like, no, if you just send them a letter saying we're looking for these cars which they're not. They just want to lowball people on a car and sell it, turn it and sell, which is fine. But like, how has anyone found anywhere some data that shows if you send it like it's an internal memo, then they take it more seriously and then they'll sell their car? Like, I can't believe that that's real, that would work than just calling, or just call you and say, hey, do you want to sell your car? Like, because we're trying to buy cars and we'll give you a free oil change and we'll pay you 110%.
Yeah.
What is the difference?
Like, I don't know.
Because, any intelligent person that reads that just laughs at how dumb it is and how it's just trying to trick you. Like, it's – well, the other question I have is, who would read that and think, oh, yeah, this is real. Like, this is a real internal memo and the guy just forwarded it to me and it's serious.
They should have put some other office business in the memo. Like, please stop using the the coffee pot has been left on the hot coffee, pad several times, and that burns the bot. There's a crusty coffee film on the bottom of it that I really thank you all to stop doing.
Yeah. Whoever keeps plugging the toilet, clogging the toilet with their huge shits, please plunge it yourself, because we can't take all the feces that are all over the floor.
Or add, like, I'm really worried that I'm buying too many of these cars for way too much value. And I may not last long here at the company, but while I'm here.
P.S. How are we making money paying people 110% of black or blue book value?
Yeah, it's this is black the crazy book value. I don't know black what that book, is. Yeah. So Lydia it's just said, book. I have to close the garage. I think she messed up. And
no, it's closing.
Here we go. Can you hear it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Garage watch.
You have a garage closer in your room, in your studio?
No, she was just letting me know. I think she accidentally opened it without thinking and then was like,
wait. I don't want to get to my thing yet, but how did she let you know? I didn't hear her come in and talk to you.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is, sorry. I know, I forgot that would trigger you. I'm supposed to. Well, she wrote on the whiteboard next to me. Yeah.
Okay.
But so let's figure.
We'll get back to that.
Let's finish up.
Sorry.
Yeah, our amazing internal memo. Yeah, they're I'm totally with you. Like, who falls for this? And then it has to be more people than the opposite. Which is, my reaction is, even if I was 100% that day planning on, like, I'm going to sell my car to the dealership right now, and then I got this letter, I'd be like, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah,
there's no. That is the weirdest.
I know.
Creepy.
It's like if you're a person who's not working, who doesn't know anything about the car. But, okay, let me back up. If you're targeting people to buy their cars from, you would think these are people who are not, they don't work at dealerships, they're not car people, they don't know how anything works with any of that. Wouldn't you want them to feel comfortable? Wouldn't that be number one? Like, we should make it so our customers feel comfortable selling their car to us. The way to do that is not to make it like it's a huge internal memo from the director of the place. You have a salesperson, or like whoever you bought the car from, you have a personal kind of connection with that person, and he calls you or sends you a letter and says, hey, thank you for buying this car 6 years ago. You know, if we're looking to buy some back, if you, you know, wouldn't you think that would be how it would work? I would be uncomfortable.
Hey, how's this 2010 piece of shit car?
You're not still driving it, are you? Oh, you are. Oh,
I would
God.
Be. Shame would be a better tactic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would be just, it's a personal, instead of a memo, it's a personal, like, looking, address, like, dear Thomas, I'm highly embarrassed that you're still
it's
driving.
It's come
this
to
car.
My attention.
Yeah. We found out, like, first it would be like, just in case, can you confirm, like, are you still using this car? If you are, we're hoping it's planned non-operation or whatever.
Yeah.
If not, we think we can help you. Like, we might, I can't guarantee it, but we may be able to do something. Like, a couple bucks, like maybe $200 for it, or we'll see. We'll see what it is. But, like, the important thing is getting you off the road. Like, you shouldn't still be driving this car. That would work. Shame would work way better. I would at least think it's honest. I'd be like, wow, this guy just really cares about me.
I'm sure we have people listening who are in sales. And I'm not like a sales expert by any means.
No, I think we are sales experts. I think
I am a sales expert. Yeah. I did work in sales. Like, I sold computers for Apple and personally for Apple.
Well, I think it's like we're sales critics. It's like film critics couldn't make a movie probably. Like, they probably wouldn't be able to. But we can really identify the sale and where it's gone wrong. The pitch.
But also I worked doing that for a long time.
Sure.
So I also did it. And like, you make personal connections with people. That's how you make sales. Yeah. That's the number one thing, is to have a personal connection with someone. This is the opposite of that. This is like, I'm telling the principal, like, it's making it into this huge deal where if I got that letter, I'm like, ugh, I'm nervous about bringing my car. This is a big deal. It's an eternal memo that I wasn't supposed to see. And they're just forwarding it on to you. Like, and you're not only are you not making it personal, you're showing that the salesperson is like, hey, can I just forward this thing? I don't even care. Like, I'm just going to forward.
Yeah, I should email and be like, look, you got some really lazy salespeople. They're just forwarding your internal memos. Like, they should put some work into it.
Yeah.
You have a leak, by the way. You've got a rat on your team.
First off, you have a leak. Yeah. You want to tighten that up. Yeah. And secondly, it's weird. That's what I always say, though, about stuff like this is maybe I'm giving them too much credit, but it must work, because why would they be doing it otherwise? I don't know.
They must be buying thousands of Hyundais every day.
I guess their logic is like, if we make them think that it's a big drive for the company, they're really like focused on buying back cars all the way from the top of the company, that when they bring their car in, it will be sold, rather than some guy calling you and you're like, I don't know if this guy's really going to buy my car and I don't want to hassle with.
Yeah.
I guess that's the thinking, but still, it doesn't work for me. It's the opposite for me.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's funny because I thought about like getting a new car the other year, maybe like a year ago. I was thinking, mm-hmm. Because I was like, my car's not that old. If I could trade it in for, I don't know, some amount of money that would be relevant, maybe I'll just buy a new car. Fuck it. Yeah. And I looked at the trade-in value and it was pathetic. It was nothing.
I know.
It's like, there's no point. I could get more selling it to a homeless person.
Well, I also have a piece of shit Hyundai that I'm currently driving, even though I bought my wife a way nicer car. And I'm doing the same thing because it's a 2009 and it has like 85,000 miles on it. And it's at the point where you're supposed to get rid of it now, I think. Because once it gets over 100,000, it's basically free. No one would ever buy it. But if it has 85, then people look at it like, that doesn't even have 100,000 miles.
I'm at like 90 or something.
Yeah. But I just don't want to buy a car. That's so annoying. Yeah.
Well, it's just not. The other thing is that I'm worried about is somehow Lydia has a newer car and the air conditioning doesn't fucking work. Like, it just sucks. And my car is fucking awesome. I get in and it's cold. I don't know if people know, it's death fucking hot out here lately. It's unlivable. Like, nobody should be living in these conditions. It was like 107 the other day or something. And
God, imagine if you were outside in that heat for like all day.
No way.
Can you even imagine?
Like doing activities or
running around.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, waving the gun around.
When I get in my car, it doesn't take that long to cool down. So I'm almost thinking like maybe I have a good car. Like maybe, like what?
You got one of the
good
ones.
Tell me what matters more than that. Is there anything that matters more than the air conditioning on your car?
No.
No. It's nothing.
In fact, it's funny you bring that up, because I was driving the other day and some light came on about the tire pressure systems. And so I made an appointment to bring it in. And I was thinking of telling them, like, there's car stereo places where they put in like just, fucking awesome car stereos.
Right.
Are there AC places where they just put in like double the AC or like, more vents and stuff? I'm going to ask them, just be like, I want whatever the newest technology is in air conditioning, just do that on my car.
It's like $40,000.
Yeah, I don't care. That's all that matters. Like
it is all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
The radio and the top is air conditioning. Second is probably radio.
Yeah.
And like
everything else is nothing.
And by radio, I just mean the ability to play things from your iPod. I hope that was clear. I don't mean actual radio. There could be no fucking radio and it wouldn't matter. My car could not receive radio waves and it would have no effect on me.
Yeah, I'm glad you said iPod, by the way.
Or iPhone, whatever.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. Well, I guess we better get to Sam's bit then.
Yeah.
Sorry to trigger you again.
So I don't want to alarm anybody or make anybody uncomfortable, but I am without phone. I don't have a phone. Like, I'm looking at my hand where a phone would be, and there's nothing. It's just a...
So your phone is in your pocket. Is that what you're telling?
No. There's just a rectangular indent where my phone used to be on my hand, but there's no phone. It's not there. And like, I took a nap earlier and I woke up and my phone wasn't there.
Is your kid one of your kids or what?
No, I just don't have a phone. I don't have a phone.
How am I talking to you right now? I don't understand.
My computer. I have a computer still. I went fishing this weekend and I put it in a little vest thing or something and I was in the water. I have waiters who serve me while I'm fishing.
Carry you while you're fishing?
Yeah.
Waiters who
carry you into the... cast my line. And bring me another drink.
Waiter, yeah. Fish, please.
Check, please. So I, this is another thing. We did this a million, or I did this, somebody, one of us did this a million years ago about how, why does fucking water ruin everything?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. It's water. Yeah. But anyway, I dipped my phone, not even all the way, like, I think it was like halfway.
Just enough for it to taste good.
Yeah. I dipped it in water for no more than 10 seconds. It's totally broken. Won't turn on. It's a Galaxy S6.
You just went too low in the water?
Like, yeah, I just didn't realize it was like in the water for a second.
Wow.
And it just won't turn on. And then actually it's kind of a long, funny story, but we were camping again and I was like, okay, it's got water in there. What can I do? And I started, we built a big fire for dinner and I had this fireproof glove on and I was putting it as close to the fire as I could and just basically cooking it. And it turned on.
Dude, oh, wow.
It turned on and all my icons and stuff, you know, like it wasn't like it turned on. It was like factory or anything. It was all there and it just said no battery, which was a bad sign because I think when I dipped it in the water, it had like 90% battery. So I was like, yeah, that's not good. But so I thought, all right. And then I just stopped. I'm like, I'm just going to let it sit overnight. And tomorrow, you know, maybe I'll be able to charge it, whatever. Hasn't turned on since. So damn. I've got it in rice now and all the things that they say you're supposed to do. But I don't have a phone. It's the weirdest feeling. You can't do anything. I keep doing things where I would take my phone or do something with my phone, and then I don't have a phone.
I don't know how you've gone to the bathroom.
Before this, I went to the bathroom, and I was going to text you and say I don't have my phone right now, but I didn't have a phone. That's not a joke. That's really what happened.
I didn't receive that text. So check. Something's wrong with your phone. But anyway.
Dude, people could be messaging me or calling me. I have no idea. This is what I thought of is, I don't know if this exists. Maybe it exists. But whoever your carrier is, like Verizon or AT&T, should have like an emergency I don't have a phone part on their account. And then like any texts or phone calls would just show up there just so you know, like, what if someone's dying or someone wants to buy my car and they are calling me about it? And it's a,
yeah, what if they're calling you with an internal memo? Yeah.
Yeah. But the weird thing is I don't have a phone and I won't have a phone for a couple days. Yeah,
that's the part I still don't quite get. Could you explain that a little more?
Okay, overall, the weirdest thing about the whole thing is I don't have a phone.
You don't.
There's just not a phone. Yeah.
There's no.
It's not like my phone is like, it's not like the phone isn't charged and it turned off, but I have a phone. It just, I have to plug it in and then it'll work. I don't even have one. It's not
so
here.
Okay. So I'm holding my phone right now.
Yeah. I'm not holding a phone. So, okay. Look at your hand and then imagine there's not a phone. Like there's just,
I can't.
Okay. Let me, we got to
hold
go
on.
Steps.
Which I can imagine not a hand. Is that
no.
it or no?
I have a hand.
You have a
okay. Try this. Imagine a clear phone. Like you can see through the phone. Like,
okay. Okay. That's a cool technology.
Yeah. But then one step further, there's no phone. There's nothing. Not even like
now,
an outline.
On your see-through phone that you have, is there a way that
no,
you see the phone?
No, there's not a phone. There's not a see-through phone. I was trying to take you one step to imagine if you looked at your hand and there was a phone, but there was also, you could see your hand. And then just one step past that is that there was not a phone.
I think I get it, but maybe just, so explain to me how you're texting people and then maybe I'll get it. I don't know.
Texting anybody. I don't have a phone which to text somebody.
It's one of those things where like I get the words. I think I understand the words that you're using, but it's weird. You know, it's like
I'm going through the same thing you're going through and I'm the one who doesn't have a phone. Hmm. Like I even have the visual evidence of not having a phone and I still don't know.
So do I have a phone or do we all
have
I think
you have a phone.
Is this like a conspiracy theory? Like, no. Oh, we really all don't have phones, but we do or something.
No, I think everybody has a phone except for me.
Okay. So
I'm the one who doesn't have a phone. Huh. Also, I bought a phone online and I don't have it. Like, I paid somebody for a phone, but I don't.
So you really committed to this not having a phone thing.
Yeah, I'm really, I'm going to try out not having.
You're in on not having a phone.
The main thing I want to say is, you know, I think the tendency with a disaster like this, or catastrophe, whatever you want to call it, is that you would try to spin it like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, I'm just going to not have a phone and it'll be cool. Like, I won't be tied down and I won't have to, you know, be a slave to the device and all that. But that is fucking bullshit. Nope. There's no way anybody can do that.
No.
It's impossible. You have to have your phone all the time.
Well, there's no way anyone could do that without a phone. Like, maybe if you had a phone to help you do that or something. Yeah. Like, if there was
like
an app.
Halfway phone.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah, an app.
Yeah. For not having a phone. But I can't imagine doing a thing like that without a phone. I mean, that's the first thing you need.
Like, there's stuff on my phone that I will never have again. Like, I didn't back up my phone before I got in the water. So there's some stuff on there. I don't know what it is.
So even your see-through phone doesn't have that?
No, it doesn't have it. No, I don't have a phone.
Oh, okay.
There's no phone.
I'm sorry. Ah, you said that. You said that. Yeah. Okay. God,
it's all right.
Really
I'll text you that I... No, wait, I can't do that. I'll email you. The other thing
so
I was going to say...
you're stuck at your home now. There's no... I mean, where...
Yeah. Dude, I've been driving without a phone. Like, I drove here without a phone.
That's not funny. Like, that's, I don't know.
Scary.
Yeah. Like, that's saying, like, oh, I just, you know, I drove with my eyes closed for a while. Like,
yeah.
Jesus.
It's amazing how you can't even drive a
Can someone pick you up from where you are right now? Are you able to, you can't call anyone.
I can't call anybody.
Wow. So you are really stranded there. Now you have a car, but you're stranded without a phone. So you can't, can you start a car without a phone? Do they have those?
I think so. I have keys.
Keys. Yeah, okay. Well,
yeah, you know, what's weird is like, I was going to send something out to people to tell them I don't have a phone, but I don't have a phone to send to people to say that I don't have a phone.
Boy, it's really hard to think of a thing you could do without a phone. It's not,
Can't
even think of anything.
There was like, this is what's funny. Things I do on my phone, I could do on a computer. Almost everything except for calling and texting, but they're bullshit on the computer. Like Hangouts and Facebook messaging and Facebook. It's like, because I don't have a phone, I don't even consider those things as being possible to do.
You
know? It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I could message you on my computer, but I usually do that on my phone. It doesn't feel real. Like, it feels like every time I send you a message on the computer, I feel like I have to say, by the way, you can't respond to this because I don't have a phone. But then you could.
You have to be near a computer. How often is one near a computer?
God.
Never.
Another thing I was going to say is I will get a phone. Like, eventually this hell will be over. I'll get a phone probably Wednesday. And 10 years from now, 10 months from now, I probably won't remember the 3 days I didn't have a phone.
Yeah.
But for now, it's the longest. I can't imagine what I'm going to do tomorrow and Tuesday. Dude, 2 days I'm going to be living like this, if you can call it living.
I'm not sure you can. We can check like the human rights, you know, rules on that, but I don't think it is offhand.
God, it's so weird. I was telling you, my watch ran out of battery when I was camping. So there was a period of time where I had no idea what time it was.
Yeah.
It was so weird. I use my phone to look at the time, even though I have a watch. Like every 5 minutes I look at the time.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
No, I'll look at the time. Yeah, of course. I don't even have a watch. I don't know why you have a watch, but anyway, that's another story.
But, well, it's for tracking where my phone is, but I can't.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's...
Oh, God.
Well, okay, we should move on. I still don't think I get it. Like, I can say I get it, but I don't. So, I mean, we're better off just kind of moving on. Whatever.
I'm just trying to pass the time. I don't
know. Yeah. How long has this been recording? I have no idea. Well, check your phone.
Just a hand.
Dude, I want to do a random one. Here's a random one along the things of like things we all know about, but we never think about. I saw this in a Frasier, which is my main form of seeing things. We're almost done, by the way. So pretty soon people are going to be hearing things other than from the TV show Frasier on the show. It's going to be weird, but we're almost done with the whole thing.
Wow.
Dude, Rorschach tests.
I don't know what that is.
You know what that is.
No, I don't.
Yeah, the stupid thing, the classic thing where they're looking at a picture, it's just like ink blots, and they say like, oh, I see
oh, okay,
my whatever. Like,
did you know they were called Rorschach before now? I've never heard that before.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, anyway, everybody knows that. So look, the not having a phone has really gone to your head. Like, you can't even, basic concepts you're failing to grasp. No, Rorschach test. So just pretend you knew what that was. But anyway, those ink blotty things. I just love, like, they're pretty standard. I don't know if it was more a 90s thing, but I think they still come up and stuff. Like, oh, tell me what you see. And then they just, whatever. Is there any possible way that's a real, like, psychology thing that actually is used? Once again, I don't have any wish to Google or do any research for the show.
Because you don't have a phone stuff.
No, so. I actually
can you just pretend you don't have a phone?
Well, okay, on my computer.
Yeah,
I could still Google Rorschach tests and like find out what.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the same as a phone, but.
Yeah, I guess the results would just be like bigger or something. I don't know. I'm not sure how it works. But yeah, it's nobody. There's no way that's anything. Like TV shows and movies, they act like that you show the patient a Rorschach test and they say like, oh, that one looks like an overbearing father who never told me everything was okay. And so, you know, like it does. It's that. There's no, what would be the real use of that? Every single one for me would be like, that looks like ink on a page. I think
what you're saying is those tests were just invented to be on sitcoms.
Yeah, like, that's, it is kind of what I'm saying. Yeah. Like they might just be that. Again, I'm not going to look it up. And I'm don't, well, if anyone sends me anything about it, I'm going to instantly delete it. I don't want to know. but like, I do think they might just be for TV. They're not, because seriously, what is that going to tell you? I would say, okay, now I'm going to Google it just to look at some. Actually, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to look up what they are. I'm just going to Google, image Rorschach test.
And no, you'll get no results because that's not, no one knows that.
So I would, so if everyone wants to do that with me, they're all, Sam, what's your phone number? I'll text you.
How do you spell that?
R-O-R, yeah, you should Google image it too. R-O-R. S-C-H-A-C-H.
R-O-R.
R-O-R. I would, every single one of them looks vaguely like bird related. Yeah, mothy. They're really mothy.
One of them's a moth.
Yeah, they're all moths.
Or fallopian tubes.
Yeah, I want to do a parody where that's what it's just moth, moth, moth. What is this one? Moth. They're all moths. Oh, you have that rare moth psychological disorder where everything is moths. There's no fucking way these are useful in psychology. No. There's no way. It's not, but what are these? Again, I'm not looking it up. I don't care. But I seriously, somebody tell me and don't tell me what these are. Oh, that one is two kids and they're loved by their dad and they're totally like, it's all, that's all what it is. Like anyone would really answer that way.
Well, like this is what it is. Either, either they would say like, oh, it looks like a bird to me. And then someone else would say it looks like a lizard. In which case, there's no way that if you said it was a bird, that would mean anything.
Yeah.
Like it wouldn't be like, oh, he said bird. He had an abusive father.
He's one of those. Yeah, I was going to say. As one of those bird seeing guys.
Yeah, there's no possible way. So, yeah, like you said, the only other thing would be just to for the patient to literally say whatever it is that, you know.
It's actually the use of it is just to say like, okay, fine, I'll tell you what's wrong with it.
Stop showing me these stupid ass fucking
You're
blocks.
Right. I was holding back, but let's talk about it now. I'm cheap. I'm not sure I really have feelings about people. I don't, They just start talking, confessing all this stuff.
It's all moths, really.
they're all moths.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
So, diagnose me.
I was going to say, psychiatrists or psychologists in the crowd. Sam is one of those moth-seeing Rorschach test people. They're all moths or birds or nothing. I have one that looks like a trilobite. Remember those?
Troglobite.
Yeah, trilobite. And then one looks like a big just robot. Trilobite.
It's good.
What's that?
Just trilobite. It's
trilobite.
It's good. Trilobite.
Trilobite of it.
Yeah.
This one looks like a ballerina. Like, but is that going to be like, oh, you have some, you know, fascination with ballerinas from your childhood. You wanted to be a ballerina and you're, you know, like there's nothing you could diagnose from that. That's not possible. This is so fucking stupid. I'm not looking it up, but, these are fucking stupid. They don't do anything. There's no way. Anyway, I bet there's some, I wonder if there's some actual good story behind it of like the, whoever made them up, Steve Rorschach, who made them up, was like, no, these are just for fun. Like, you just kind of look at them and it's fun. And then someone decided it was like a psychology thing or something. Anyway.
Yeah, that's a good call, though. They're always jokes. Like,
yeah.
Or they're like, oh, this, like, they definitely mean the guy's like a rapist or something because he saw a cat.
Yeah, the guy, the, yeah, if it's a drama, he'll be like, oh, I see the crime I committed where I.
Oh, I mean. You got me.
Only a criminal would say
Rorschach.
That. Yeah, if Rorschach strikes again.
I got Rorschach.
Your Honor, he's been Rorschach'd. It's so dumb. So, do you have anything else? Check your phone.
Yeah, let me check my
notes.
Where
do you put all your notes? Dude, where do you put your notes for the show that you don't ever have?
On my phone that I don't have anymore.
Okay. I'm surprised you didn't lead with that as an excuse for, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's why. I guess I was going to say that I got on Twitter when I had a phone. No, I didn't do that on my phone. I hadn't checked our Twitter for 6 months because last time I was on there, there was nothing happening. But I forgot that we're kind of big now.
Yeah.
And it was amazing to see. Like,
we got celebrities tweeting at us. We got, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we were embroiled in some pretty big Twitter battles with people.
Yeah. But anyway, it's cool seeing people tweet stuff. And then one guy was saying how he likes us. Like, he listens to the show. And he was like, we mentioned him on accident. We don't do that again. And he was like getting excited because we mentioned him. He was like, well, it's the weirdest feeling. Have you ever had that feeling? Have you ever had someone tell you it matters? Have you ever had someone say that anything they do matters to them? Anything you do matters to them at all? What a weird feeling that is.
Yeah, I'm trying to visualize it. I can't.
Can you imagine? Like, if you were actually
famous.
This
is just a series of things I can't imagine. Like, this show. I know. This is just...
What if you were actually famous and people just were telling you constantly how, like... It mattered. Whatever you did mattered. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
No. That's the weirdest thing. Why would that shouldn't happen with us? It shouldn't happen. But anyway, it's weird.
It should be that, like, yeah, I always wonder, you know, with famous people, because it just philosophically, if you just thought about it, like, that should be your life. Like, once you get, let's say you're a level of famous where millions of people know you and love your work.
Yeah.
And let's say you do, there's no, you know, there weren't any controversies or like you didn't, you know, do anything publicly that where you had some haters too, but you're just somebody in general who pretty much everyone respects and loves, like Seinfeld, or I don't know if that's a good example, but somebody kind of like that where, and it doesn't even have to be that you're the biggest ever, but essentially anywhere you go, someone would say like, oh, I love you. I love that thing, you know, which happens to people.
Yeah.
Wouldn't, in theory, you should just be like, okay, I won. Like I beat everything. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Like, there's... What else could you do in life besides that? And we're also assuming, like, you know, any women you meet will sleep with you pretty much. So it's like,
yeah,
you've done everything. But those people are probably still super depressed. Like, you never...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't.
What I was thinking is, where's the level of fame where, you know, because obviously there's the level of fame where it's not fame. Where nobody cares about anything you've done. You've never done anything. No one cares. Okay. And then there's like you said, Jerry Seinfeld or something, where it's got to be just terrible. Like,
yeah,
you can't even do anything because people are, oh, this, that. They're saying whatever line.
Especially something,
said.
Yeah, I was going to say, where they're quoting at you all the time. That would get so old.
It's just like, there's no way any human on earth could enjoy that. There's no way. Because it would just get so annoying. You can't even walk out of your house. But there's probably, like, maybe what I was going to say is maybe we're at the level of fame, which is like 0.000. It's like whatever the first measurable step is above no fame.
Yeah.
Where every once in a while, maybe every couple of years, someone says like, oh, that was funny, or you made my day.
Now, is that more fame than just a funny person who like... Hmm. Where he goes places and says things, people say like, oh, that was funny. Is that more than that somehow?
No. The key difference is that the person on Twitter who said something about that, he doesn't know us. He's never met us.
I see.
I think that's like, if someone you've never met, you've never, I didn't send him our podcast and say, here, friend, listen to our podcast. And he was like, oh, that was pretty funny. Like, we didn't even try. I don't know if you know this, certainly but we didn't don't try. Yeah, there's no, the amount of effort we're trying to be famous is zero, really. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, like once a year, if someone that you've never met, never heard of, don't know where they live, anything about them says like, that was funny, or I laughed at that. That's a good level. That's a good level, because then it's not annoying. It's
I would
nowhere
say,
near annoying.
Yeah, that is a good level. I would say if you want, we're looking for the optimal level.
Yeah.
I would say you'd want people to pick you out in person occasionally. Like,
yeah.
Like just enough so that you're with a girl or you're with, you know, sometime where you can impress somebody and they're like, hey, big fan. Oh, man, I love the thing. Like, but not too much. Like you said, it's got to be once. So everyone write this down. Once a month and maybe twice certain months. You know, like just depending on how the weekdays fall or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
That'd be good. It'd be like once a month. It's that low point in your month when you're feeling shitty. And then some guy is just like, dude, I love your thing. And then I was thinking when you were mentioning the Seinfeld and people quoting crap, I wonder if anyone quoted anything at us, it would be fucking amazing because we don't remember anything.
I wouldn't know what
said.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah. We wouldn't know. I had somebody tell me something I said on the show and I totally didn't know what it was. Sam didn't know what it was. We've never heard of the show. We didn't know what the podcast was. We had to familiarize. And so that would be pretty cool. I wonder if it's different. Podcasting is kind of a different level, but I guess people wouldn't really be quoting. They'd probably just say like, oh, I like listening to it or something. Or maybe they would. Like, would they remember a quote from it maybe? Or I don't know. It'd be weird, but it'd be awesome if anyone wants to do that. Feel free.
Yeah, we'd actually have to like go somewhere though.
Oh, okay. I'm out. Never mind. Well, I got it. No. Here's the right level of fame. We need to coordinate it. We need to say, you and I need to be like in control of it. So we'll say fans, Shoeshine fans. We're going to be at this restaurant, you know, like this at this time. One of you, not more than one, just one.
Yeah, just one.
One of you nominate, you know, among yourselves, like vote, whatever you want to do. I don't know about how your meetings go or is it parliamentary procedure? What do you do? But in your fan club meeting, just one of you is going to also have reservations for that restaurant. And we'll reimburse some of it, by the way. We'll cover some of it because I just feel guilty. Like, I don't know. I don't want to have someone go out of their way.
Okay, you reimburse it then.
Okay, never mind. We're not reimbursing. Sorry, I was going to try to do it, but Sam's not for it. And just say, oh, just stop us once and give us the like, oh, big fan, pick a line you remember, I guess. And then be like, oh, and then whoever we're sitting across, it won't be our wives, it'll be one of our dates or whatever. Just say like, oh, you're so lucky. You're a lucky girl. Like these guys are the best, man. And then just, that's it. Just one time. And then we'll call you for the next one. Does that sound good? I think that's
good.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, let's do that.
Just to explore this further, you've never had someone be nervous to like meet you, have you?
Only on like Skype or whatever. Like people,
okay, yeah.
For my other show, they're always like, "Oh, I'm nervous to talk to you." I'm like, "Why the fuck are you nervous?"
I know.
What are you thinking? Yeah, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah,
I've had it like with something else I do, but. It's really weird.
Sam has like a webcam porn thing. I probably shouldn't say, but people are nervous, especially when he pulls out down his pants. They're like, oh man, I'm really nervous to, you know, be here when see it in person.
It's so weird. It's like there's no, yeah. I guess, I wonder if it would feel different, like I said earlier, if you were trying really hard. I mean, we're obviously trying, we're doing this, but we're not like really trying. Mm-hmm. We haven't like, you know, starred in a movie and then we're sitting there waiting like, oh God. Am I going to come across as this or that? Are people going to like me?
Oh, yeah. That would
be
so
weird.
Yeah.
Like, what if you, I wonder what it must feel like if you made it somehow. Like, you did something that
Yeah, or if you did a movie or something and you have that lead in to where, like, God, it's going to be a freaking year.
And then, like, nobody. No,
right,
but
you're
then
anticipating
you're not
for
famous.
A year. Yeah, like, is this going to be big? Is this going to be huge?
Nobody cares. Nobody
gives a shit. That would be awesome. That's what would happen to us.
I'm just saying this because I have to cough. I'm just saying this because I don't have a phone, so I'm totally disoriented.
We're just killing time at this point, yeah.
But those of us included, who aren't famous at all, we don't know what it's like to be famous. You know, it's weird, and you can't really imagine. I mean, you can imagine it, but not really. Like I think being famous must be just so weird. It's like I don't know if I can handle it. I think it'd be horrible, honestly.
It probably would be.
But just all the stuff you got to, and I think famous people or people who are driven to be famous, they have this thing, you know, they want to be famous, is why they do what they do. And then when they're not as famous as they want to be, or they get too famous, there's always the next thing. Yeah, they just like never can get enough of it, I bet. I bet there's a lot of people living that are just struggling with not being famous enough.
Yeah.
Just thousands of people. And but we don't think about it because we're not famous, so.
Well, I just can't believe, like, the God, just the fucking shitty media these days and the paparazzi and all that bullshit, like TMZ. Dude, TMZ, imagine being a famous woman in this day and age. God, they're just waiting for you to, like, accidentally show your underwear, your vagina or something. There's, like, 100 people, like, taking pictures when you're getting out of a car. It's like, fuck you, Jesus. That would be, I would kill people. I don't think I would be able to do it.
Yeah, I would.
I would eventually just murder somebody. There's no way.
I know. Well, that's what sucks too, is if you, like, I think, have we ever talked about this? If you ever met a famous person or saw a famous person, it's so hard for me to say anything to them because it's like, ugh, I know that I'm annoying. And like, you've been annoyed by thousands of people that look just like me and you don't want me to talk to you. But then like, I want to because you're famous. It's so,
dude,
it sucks.
I got a weird one too. Here's one where I don't know what to do. And so Lydia and I do like to go to theater. We see some shows occasionally, and I'm very picky, so it's only stuff that I know is going to be like really good. And you can see productions, stage productions. It's not that hard to see productions that have pretty famous people in them. Mm-hmm. Not like, I mean, most movie stars aren't even good actors, so that's like they're not usually doing stage stuff. But we saw, for example, we saw what's the girl from Fargo and from. We saw that. Yeah, her. She's awesome.
Mick something.
Frances McDormand.
Yeah.
We saw her and Varys Targaryen. This is the actor's name. I'm trying to think of the character.
I don't know who that is.
Or no, Varys. No, he's not Targaryen. You know, the spider from Game of Thrones.
Spider. The bald guy.
The bald guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Varys. Is he a Targaryen? No, he's just Varys.
He's not a Targaryen.
So the actor's name is Varys. I don't know what the character's name is. And we saw him and Frances McDormand and Macbeth in San Francisco or something. And we've seen other productions where there's like people who've been on TV a little bit. And here's my quandary. I always want to stay after and tell them like if I saw someone who did a good job, you leave the theater. Usually there's a stage door that they come out of like shortly after. So it's not like you have to stalk them forever. But if you just hang out for like 5 minutes, they'll come out. And it's like, I wish there was a way they could let me know, like, I want to hear from a fan or not, you know, because if someone wanted to, like, if I knew in my heart of hearts that one of the people that I wanted to talk to really wanted a fan to come say like, oh, you were the best, you were awesome, whatever, I'd be happy to, like somebody that I really enjoyed, you know, like an actor that I like, I would do it in a heartbeat. I'd go into full like, oh man, you're awesome in this. I love your work. Like, you're really cool. But I'm so worried that it's the opposite. Like, they don't want to hear from anybody. They just want to go home. So I never know. Like, we've said hi to a couple people sometimes, like, oh, great job. Like, and that's it. But I never know. I wish there was some indicator light or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. It's such a weird thing. They're all just humans, too. That's the weird thing. We're all just humans, people. But we have to act like they're like gods. And I don't know. The whole thing is so weird.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy good art so much that I don't make the person into any sort of god, but I do really like when someone is really good at something. Like, I enjoy it a lot. Like, because what the fuck else is there going on in the earth, you know? Like, in planet Earth,
we don't have
in
phones or anything,
especially for people that don't
nothing
have
nothing to do.
No, but like, what I always think of it as, like, ultimately nothing means anything, of course. Like, we all know that nothing means anything. Fuck this, and we're all gonna die someday. We'll all not have a phone, and like, then what do you do? But I gotta get that out of my mind.
I'd rather die.
Yeah, but if anything matters, like, if we're gonna decide anything matters, and we do from day to day, we decide like, oh, if I can go to work, that matters apparently. Like, I need to make money to not, you know, die. Like, that matters. If anything matters, making art that's fucking awesome and that makes you like really excited to hear it or to watch it or whatever it is, like, that is really cool.
Just to be clear, we're not making art now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay.
I'm talking about other people. Yeah, yeah, art, okay. No, this doesn't matter.
I didn't want people to think that. No,
I see what you're saying. No, I wasn't talking about us. I was talking about, like, any of these actors that I, because, like, there is some art that is really cool. I'm not into just saying hi to a famous person because they're in something that I don't even like. Like, I think a lot of people are like, oh, dude, remember the story you told of?
Yeah,
the stadium where, I forget who it was. It was a fighter.
Yeah, Gilbert Melendez.
Right, where the guy didn't even know who it was, and then you said who it was, and then he was all excited. See, I would never do that. I would never, and even if I saw somebody, I might, you know, maybe I would, like, snap a picture, just be like, oh, here's this guy, but I don't even know if I'd do that. But if it's somebody I really already liked, like, I just love this thing they did, I do kind of want to say, like, hey, you're awesome for this thing you did. I really like it. But I never know, you know, like, I wouldn't know if they don't want that. It just sucks.
Yeah.
Anyway, what the hell are we talking about? You're talking about what? You're talking about?
What I know is going to close this out with is, like, because we have kind of a lot of listeners compared to what we had when we didn't have any listeners when we started. And so I was just thinking, to get to the level of fame that, you know, would be pretty nice, if everyone could just tell 1,000 of your friends each.
Yeah. Like your closest friends. 1,000 of your closest friends. Yeah, closest friends.
Just tell 1,000 of your closest friends
to
listen.
Tell 1,000 family members to listen. And then friends.
If you have friends after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they all listened, then
And then each of them told, I think, 471 more friends.
It doesn't have to be 1,000 on the next level.
No, the next level doesn't have to be. That's the beauty part of this math I did. So the first level, 1,000, I figure that's pretty non-controversial.
But you already did the math. I just brought it up like 2 minutes ago. You already...
No. We were working together on it.
Oh, okay. We were working together on it. Yeah. I forgot. Sorry.
The
I don't
second
have a phone.
Level is just, he doesn't have a phone. Don't blame him. He can't, there's, what is memory but a
Dude,
phone?
I don't have a phone right now. There's not a phone. Stuck. It's the weirdest thing.
It was like Princess Bride, where it's like, stop saying that. I just can't handle what you're saying anymore. So 471 of their friends. And then I think we'd be at a respectable number of listeners after that. Like,
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, let's do it. Just do that. That's a plan. Do that, everybody. But along those lines, write us an iTunes review, by the way. We've got some good ones.
I saw we had more.
Oh, I should check them. I almost wish we could do an ad for somewhere. I don't know where, but I was thinking, like, what if we put some of these badass reviews on an advertisement, but I don't know what it would be. Because we've gotten some good reviews. That's the good thing about this show. Either it's the worst thing you've ever heard and you hate us, or you want to suck our dicks right now. Like, there's only two, there's only two options. It's the best thing. So we've gotten some good reviews that really enjoy the show, which is awesome. It's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, didn't someone post that on Twitter or Facebook about how I'm telling my friend about your show? They're either going to hate it or every time he tells a friend, he's like, he doesn't know if they're going to hate it or love it.
Yeah, I always say, like, yeah, fair. That's, I understand. Like, affirmative. Yeah. We still only have a dick for reviews, though. So keep writing us reviews, everybody.
Keep those reviews coming in.
Yeah, we haven't gotten one for a while, so never mind. That's too depressing. But we have some good ones. We have some good reviews. Well, I think we should finally talk about this thing because I'm tired of forgetting that it's on my list. But I think I've said this to a number of people in my life, but I haven't said it on the show or I think to you. There are most of the time when there are things that everyone is doing but us, I hate them.
Yeah.
But Pokemon Go is the one thing I don't care about. Like, it's fine. Everybody just do it. Like, I'm not doing it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not doing it. I don't care about it. I have no interest in it. But I also don't hate it. Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't. Someone says, oh, I'm playing Pokemon Go. I'm like, oh, cool. Have fun. And I was trying to think about why that is. I think it's because, and people were saying this, I think on Facebook, I might have done a status and it's like, you know, we do kind of complain about most things. Like, that's a lot of what we do. We're just like, oh, everyone likes this thing, but it sucks.
Yeah.
But I think the key is that this is really no skin off my phone. This is no skin off my back. But when it's things like comic book movies, that takes up other movies people could be making. Like, everyone is into fucking comic book movies, and that actually hurts me. Because now that's the focus of all of everything. Everything is fucking comic book movies. They're only going to make comic book movies. they're not, you know, like nobody's investing in ideas that aren't fucking superhero shits.
Plus the trailers that you have to see on TV and other
movies. So many trailers.
That's the main thing.
But Pokemon Go, like I don't play games on my phone anyway. Like there's nothing, that's not taking away from anything for me. Like I can't think of a way that I would possibly care.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But yeah.
I would say go ahead.
Oh, well, just my feeling on Pokemon Go is like, I kind of wish I could do it. Like I would care about it enough to do it because it looks fun. I could see it being fun, but I just can't. I think you're like this too, but if I was going to do that, I would have to really do it. Like I'd have to get every one of them.
I would have to go all of those Pokemon.
So that's how I am with things now is I don't do them unless I'm going to just totally.
Yeah, that's how you and I are. I don't know why we're like that or if everyone is, but yeah, if I have to do something, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to be a professional that or I don't care. Like it's weird. But like, but then again, why would anyone not be like that?
Yeah.
I don't get it. That's part of my psychology. I guess I can't.
Well, and that's how they design the game too, is like, I mean, I haven't played it really, but I know enough about it to where you're trying to collect all the Pokemon. And so how could you play it and just not care about, I'll turn it on here and I'll catch one. And then you don't turn it on for a couple days.
What is that doing? Why is that for fun?
Yeah. It would be either here's what I would do.
Not sleep until you.
Imagine I had a phone, first off.
Oh my God.
And then I installed it on there. But I would just start running and then get in my car and then, I would just drive all over wherever my car could go.
You could probably play it without a phone.
Yeah. And then I would just get all of them.
Yeah. I would just go. Yeah. I would not. I would do like Forrest Gump, the running scene. Yeah. I would do that. And then. And then I would have them all, and that's how that would go. But my favorite, I would say the one part where it's starting to get annoying is hearing everyone's take on it. Like, they're getting exercise and they're going like, okay, I get it. I don't need to hear that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear that people are getting exercise and meeting people and do it. Like that. Everybody has to say that now for some reason. And, I've heard it. If anyone has any hot takes on Pokemon that are anything other than that, like, then that's okay. But if your hot take on Pokemon is like, well, it's getting people out of the house, then just fuck you. I don't need to hear it anymore.
Yeah.
That's been covered.
I was just looking at the reviews. Elrond Hubbard. I forgot about Elrond Hubbard.
Yeah. Old F this episode name, I think.
Right? Yeah. Also, one of the reviews...
Dude, Optimist Prime and then Optometrist Prime.
Optometrist Prime. Those guys are funny. One of the reviews is left by Sam Space Sam. What does that mean? That's creepy.
I don't know. Yeah. It's either creepy or it's a reference to something, in which case it's still creepy. No.
Yeah.
Well, should we do any more? We're at about an hour. I don't know.
Whatever.
Do you want to mention your ultimate plan that you were pitching to me the other day? Or do you care?
I don't know what that is.
Trying to do more?
Oh, yeah.
But like, we haven't thought about it, but yeah. I mean, I would only do it if we got hit like a nice high Patreon goal, which I'm wondering if we could do. Like, I wonder if that is possible. You know, like if people aren't pledging because they don't give a shit about pledging, and then if we said, "Oh, well, we'll do two fucking episodes a week," if all of a sudden people were like, oh, now I care about pledging. Like, I definitely, you know?
Like, if we made a goal.
Yeah, Patreon goal.
And if they hit that goal, then we do two a week?
Yeah.
But then you're charging twice.
Oh, yeah. No, we would still charge them for all that.
Yeah, see, that's
it's
that's
twice it's the
tricky.
Fucking work. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I want to do the show twice a week, personally.
Yeah. I just don't have time to do that. But
wait, are we talking now or recording now? What's still happening now?
Well, let us know if that's something you would be interested in. If we got to like, I don't know, 200 or something, I would do it. You know how hard that's going to be to think of this hot material twice?
How many Hyundai internal sales? The content would suffer greatly. But I think...
How many internal sales memos am I going to be privy to? Like, I don't know how many shows I could do.
I just know the podcasts I listen to. There was one that I really loved that it was once a week. And it's just like agonizing waiting for the next week. And then they started doing it twice a week, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's like every time I don't usually get to listen to it the day it comes out. So I listen to it like the next day, and then it's like, oh, there's another one already. And it just, it's like double the amount of podcasts.
Wow.
Like roughly.
Yeah. That's a good point.
So,
yeah. So let us know if like, oh, I would pledge $1 billion if you did that. You know, like if it was really, because that's the thing. Our listeners that love us, I think they really love us. So, dude, if like seven people were funding our 2-episode-a-week habit, that's fine with me. I don't care if it's not 10 billion people. So I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you have dozens of other podcasts.
Yeah,
I've got
enough podcasting to do. It's got to be worth my time.
Yeah. So the other option is I'm just going to start a new podcast by myself, and then I'm going to use all my best material on that. And then
good luck doing that without a phone.
Just send me suggestions.
You don't know how many calls I'm making to make podcasts.
You get to have like 10 other podcasts. I don't get to.
Yeah.
So what would I do? I want suggestions. What should my personal lonely? You could be a guest, like occasionally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I'll have to do all the work, which I haven't thought that part.
Yeah, I was going to say, good luck with that. Do all that work.
Anyway.
Yeah, cool. Now let us know if that's something you would personally pledge money toward. And if not, I'm fine. Fuck you. I don't care.
Yeah, we won't do it.
Yeah. But I could see doing it if the price were right. All right. Well, do we have anything else? We got no, we can just call it.
Yeah, let's call it.
Cool. Well, this has been Comedy Shoeshine, patreon.com/shoeshine to tell us that you would give us money to do 2 episodes a week. And support us and write an iTunes review, and we'll see you next time.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.